Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon, and I have my special guest Sean White with me. I couldn't get rid of him, but he's back here for another half hour, and we'll count down the top 17 tunes, my favorite tunes of the 1960s. So coming up this half hour, you're going to hear from Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell.
Not Martha and the Vandellas.
The Miracles.
Four Tops.
The Temptations.
The Supremes.
The Marvelettes.
And Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell.
That's all coming up this half hour on Motown Memories with Tom Fallon and Sean White.
You become a part of the me.
That was The Miracles with The Tracks of My Tears. That was number 6 in Tom Fallon's Top 17 Tunes from 1965. That reached number 16 on the charts. And before that, the number 7 Tom Fallon tune was...
Martha and the Vandellas reached number 8 in 1965 with Nowhere to Run.
And we started off with the number 8 song in Tom Fallon's Top 17, Ain't No Mountain High Enough by Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell. You're listening to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon and my special guest, Sean White, counting down the top 17 favorite Motown tunes from the 1960s. Let's continue now with the number 5 song by the Four Tops. And that song is called...
I Can't Help Myself.
Sugar Bye, Honey Bunch, right here on Motown Memories.
If you keep
Supremes with Stop in the Name of Love. That was Tom Fallon's number 3 top 17 song, and that reached number 1 from 1965. And before that, the number 4 song was
The Temptations, reached number 13 back in 1966 with Ain't Too Proud to Beg.
And we started off with the 4 tops, number 5 on the charts with I Can't Help Myself. That was a number 1 song from 1965. You're listening to Motown Memories with Tom Fallon, and my special guest for this edition of Motown Memories is Sean White. Well, we talked a little bit about how Sean and myself met, about the great radio station, The Point. By the way, you can listen to him online at www.kqcx.com. That's www.kqcx.com. Well, I know, Sean, you're a real expert on the Motown sound, and I know you've been listening to Motown Memories every week, and we've recorded over 52 shows, and I'm just kind of wondering, what have you learned about the Motown Memories and Motown since we've been listening to my show?
Well, probably some of the artists that you just would never guess would be Motown. Some of them have listened to Motown Memories, and you hear some saying, hey, that's a great song. And, wow, really, that's Motown. Now, don't have me give examples because I'm bad at names. But that happens a lot. And it's like, oh, wow, that's Motown. I just would never have guessed that it was Motown.
I'm glad to see that you are enjoying Motown Memories and your listeners there in Queen Creek. Listen to it. By the way, if you have any requests or comments, you can go to our website at www.motownmemories.com. That's www.motownmemories.com. Continuing now with the number two sound from 1964, the Marvelettes. And the song is called
Many Fish in the Sea.
Right here on Motown Memories.
Girls, take this advice and remember always in life. Into each heart, some tears must fall. Though you love and lose, you must stand tall. Cause we all got to cry sometimes. I say sigh sometimes. Pull yourself together. No use crying.
Come true, yeah. One can stand alone in the dark. Two can
That was the number one song right here on Motown Memories, Tom Fallon Top 17 Countdown. That was It Takes Two, baby. Just me and you. Just like Shaun White and Tom Fallon, It Takes Two.
Absolutely.
But you're going to be the Tammy part. I'm going to be Marvin part. I think you'd be more of a Tammy part, don't you think?
Thanks, Tom.
I think you'd look better in a dress than I would.
What do you think?
I had a lot to drink.
Well, I've seen you with a few cocktails, so I think we could arrange that. But anyway, that was Marvin Gaye and Timmy Terrell. And before that, Too Many Fish in the Sea by the Marvelettes. That was the number two Tom Fallon tune. Well, I hope you enjoyed this very special edition of Motown Memories. My thanks to my pal Sean White from the Point KQCX.com in Queen Creek, Arizona. Sean, do you have any parting words for the Motown Memories fans?
Hey, as always, it was a lot of fun. You never know what's going to happen when we both get on a show.
Well, I really appreciate you taking the time out of your very busy schedule to join me right here. And until next time, this is Tom Fallon and Sean White. Goodbye for now.